This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, well, hey, welcome in. Trevor Rush Hour Hour with Mr. Hollywood, Joe Callie.
It's good to be here.
Good to be here on BEN. It's been a long time for him. Going on these parts. Was that the Kinks, by the way, Tanner? Oh, no.
No.
Okay, never mind.
That
was
the Ramones.
That
right?
was the Ramones.
The
yeah,
Ramones,
that's right.
The, yes.
The Kinks just sing Should I Stay or Should I Go? That's right. Sorry, I forgot. Trevor and Joe in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Should be a fun one.
Yeah, should be. Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year.
We're in 2026, which is kind of unbelievable. Everything I did at work today, I labeled 2025. So the switch hasn't happened mentally yet, but we're getting there. It's getting better as the day goes on.
Ball dropped, but...
Did you see the new one?
Yeah, that was
like
actually
updated.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looked nice.
Yeah.
I think they should bring back the Apple one. Remember that one?
No.
I've seen... They were showing like a montage around New York City of like
right.
the different ball drops. And I think it was like 1997 or 98. The ball was in the shape of a big apple. I'm like,
oh, New York City?
To, like,
was it like
fun?
Was it like an Apple, like iPhone Apple? Like, no, was that who sponsored it? Or
big,
was it just like the Big Apple?
The Big Apple.
Oh, I like
yeah.
that.
I'm like, what? You know what? Let's just have some fun
there
here.
There was some town in like Georgia I saw online dropped like a big Taco Bell sign. That
That's
was,
amazing.
That was their big thing. So might be where it originated. I don't know if it was Georgia. Just completely eradicate that from your brain. But
they
it
also
was,
said
was somewhere.
The thing weighed like 12,000 pounds. That's absurd.
The ball?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bunch of like miniature light structures now because it's got like a design on it and everything instead of just being a
How does that
glowing
force of
disco
nature
ball. I don't know.
Go up.
Well, it's up all year, is it not?
I think
I'm not
it
mistaken.
Is.
I went to New York City well after the New Year one point and I saw it in Times Square. It's floating like
yeah.
way up. I don't know though. The strangities of the New Year's Eve ball are beyond me, but everyone does it a little differently. I know they drop one here in Buffalo. I haven't been to the local one though. Have you ever been there?
I've never been, and the weather on New Year's Eve was so bad. I know a couple of my friends were going out and I'm just like, "Nah, I'm good."
Yeah, that's kind of how I was. I decided to stay in. You know, I was in Miami a couple New Year's ago, so I mean, that doesn't need to happen again. That's we've gotten our fill. But yeah, the only place, and I kind of liked watching a little bit of the studio shows. I never do that, like New Year's Rockin' Eve, stuff like that. And like I tuned in and out of them, but I did stay in. It was kind of refreshing not going crazy and doing something
yeah.
for a holiday. Like Christmas is just running around all day. Thanksgiving just running around all day.
If you can get a couple friends over at your place.
For New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
Yeah, just.
You're just having fun. Like,
have fun.
Sometimes that's just the best. Throw a movie on the screen.
I'm more of a homebody in the sense of, I'd rather have my people around than go to a place and spend an obnoxious amount of money on
Agreed.
Dinner and drinks and stuff like that.
While you're sitting out there in the freezing cold. And
yeah.
If you go to one of the local bars and just getting drinks spilled on you
the
entire
standing.
Time. Welcome in the new year.
Yeah. No.
Dry January.
Bring in 2026 with a good night's rest and a fun night
yeah.
to close off 2025 at home.
Dry January, except for my clothing that's covered in somebody
yeah.
who's definitely not 21's alcoholic beverage all over myself. So.
Right. Depending on where you go.
That's
but,
fun.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
Well, I mean, it's the new year. I mean, do you have any resolutions before we dive into to what we're talking about today? I don't think I did one. I don't think I have any.
I kind of hinted this on the New Year's Eve show, and I said, like, you know, complaining about things that I can't, you know, that I don't have any control over.
Yeah.
I want to fix that.
Okay.
Fix that. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Fix it.
Fix that.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be better. Like, if I'm driving behind the car, you know, behind the wheel of a car, and there's just somebody slow in front of me, I can't make that person go the speed limit. What good does it do for me to be yelling at them
no,
from my car?
You as the traffic guy, too, Rush
yeah.
Hour Hour, should know that that's probably not the best move. You don't want to be kissing bumpers out there and be the traffic guy
Exchanging
for the station.
Paint.
Yeah.
yeah. We don't want to be doing
no,
that.
No.
But somebody did just say on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, making popcorn on the stovetop, drizzled with butter on top.
Mm. Is that like what they do on New Year's Eve thing? Is that what's going on?
That's
here?
A tradition that I don't know about, but that sounds fun. I can get behind that.
I like to do things at 11:58 and say I've been doing them for a year. That's my thing. That's what I like to do.
You
got to
call
New Year's
the
Eve.
Pizza place at 11:56. Call them back at 12:03 and
say, "It took you a year. Where is my pizza?
I've been waiting since last year for this pie."
Or, you know, like use the restroom and be like, "Oh, I was in there for a year." Like, it's just something like that.
Man, I've been in there since last year. You don't want to go in there.
No. Yeah.
Wow.
I like to just pick random things to do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not bad.
This game is taking me a year, literally.
A year?
Mm-hmm.
Or I've seen the trend where it's like, if you start this World Series Game 6 at 7:50 p.m.
Oh, the movies and stuff like that. Yeah.
The walk-off happens at midnight if you start at this specific time and to kick off your new year. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. I've never actually done one of those.
I've gotten it 1 year. Okay, this might not resonate with the listeners, but whatever. I was watching the Avengers Endgame, right? And we got it to the point where the snap, Infinity War, where the snap happens.
To kick off the new year?
Yeah.
That's pretty,
it was pretty
baller.
It was, yeah, but then everybody, like,
perishes.
Fades into existence. So, I don't know. Like, I don't know if that sent the best vibes into 2020, like, one or whenever when I did that. It was that was a COVID thing.
Yeah.
When we were all inside, we weren't really doing anything.
Well, the COVID thing, make it fun.
Well, that's when I found out I had COVID for the first time on New Year's Eve, actually, funnily enough.
That's great.
I went to eat cocktail sauce and tasted absolutely nothing.
Oh, you're done.
So then I was like, okay, we're in shambles right now. And then I ended up, my entire family ended up sick, and my little sister, who was just born, ended up getting COVID.
Man.
She was not even a year, a few months old. She was born March 13th of 2020, so yeah, not even a year old at that point. But everyone made it out. Everyone made it out on top, and yeah, shrimp cocktail sauce. If you're not tasting it,
you got a problem.
You got something going on, because if anything, not to taste, it's not that.
Oh,
that's
geez.
Pretty potent. So, but yeah, New Year's. No resolutions on my side of the
clean slate, defense. Though.
Clean slate. You know, I love all the people who post and talk about, you know, 2026 is already rough at like 12:05. My year's 2027. I'm like, okay, that's loser mentality. Let's get on this, because there's a lot to look forward to in 2026.
Are we really mailing it in right now already?
Yeah.
That's loser mentality.
Mailing
it, really
it in early. I guess expect disappointment, never be disappointed, but what kind of way to live is that?
Right. You can always just listen to the Kinks to start off your new year. Like, should I stay or should I go?
Should I stay or should I go is probably their best hit. If you ask me, but
yeah, they definitely
2020. Speaking of like the new year, bringing in new things. There's a stadium that's going to be opened in 2026.
Big stadium, by the way.
A big one. Probably a state of the art. Nothing really like it.
Eighth wonder of the world. That was the Astrodome.
That's the
Houston.
Astrodome. There is something just like this. This is modeled off of something over in England. So it's not
it
a one of one.
It looks great from the outside.
It does. It does.
But we were kind of going to get into, what were some of your favorite memories from Highmark Stadium?
Because this game against the Jets this week could very well be the last game.
Could be the coup de grace. It's the last regular season game for sure.
Yes, so we could call it that. Also, the first game, if I'm not mistaken, and I know I'm going to get obliterated on the text board and calls if I'm wrong on this.
Bring it on.
The first game in Ralph Wilson Stadium, or Rich Stadium, excuse me, that was the first name, was against the Jets. So you're going out like you came in.
You're bookending it.
So yep. Wearing the red helmets and everything too. That's mm-hmm. exciting for fans and all that. So it's an exciting time. I'm kind of glad the game means nothing, because
playoffs are clinched.
Yes. And yes, you're going to be a lower seed. You're not hosting playoff games. But imagine if they lost a big game to end the season there. Like, this has no
repercussions.
That's
like Shea Stadium. Hey, shout out Joe Beamer. Shea Stadium, 2007,
yes.
Where the Mets have this huge collapse at the end of the season. They had, what, a 10-game lead with 2 weeks to go in the season?
Mm-hmm.
They lost it, and they missed the playoffs, and they got booed out of the building in 2007 at Shea Stadium. At least we're not talking about that.
Yeah.
But no. If you guys want to call in, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. What are your favorite memories from Rich Stadium, Ralph Wilson Stadium, Bill Stadium?
It was Bill Stadium.
New Era
for a stretch
Field,
there.
The big baseball cap, and Highmark Stadium.
Highmark Stadium, yeah. And the new one, I guess we're not at. When are we at the point where we call it Old Highmark Stadium? Are we there?
Literally next season.
Yeah, but they're demolishing the old one, are they not? I think they are.
Wait a minute. Jim from East Aurora on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, and somebody else. You're telling me that should I stay or should I go is by The Clash.
Oh, who'd have thunk it? Who'd have thunk it?
Man.
We're being a little facetious here to start things off.
We heard a little birdie tell us that it was by The Kinks. Mm-hmm. They sing that LOLA Lola song. That's a banger.
They do. That is a good song by The Kinks. But yeah, should I stay or should I go is by The Clash.
It is. Yeah.
Little facetious comment here to start things off. But
clean slate going into the new year is that The Clash are now singing, or that The Kinks have taken over the rights to should I stay or should I go.
That's a good song.
It was from one of the, was that from Guardians of the Galaxy?
Iron Man 2.
One of the Iron Man 2. Mm-hmm. I know it was from one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get those mixed up. Those are loaded soundtracks.
Yeah, every single one of them. But I don't know. There's a lot to look forward to with the new stadium, right? There's going to be concerts. It's like it's an all-around venue. I love that it's open. I did not want a dome. I know a lot of people out there are, give me the dome, have it covered. I'm sorry.
We don't want a shovel.
You're not going to have to.
Not going
to
have to.
Not in the new stadium.
Nope.
If you are shoveling, by the way, at Highmark Stadium, tip of the cap. Call us at the numbers.
803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEM. What are some of your favorite memories from Rich Stadium, New Era Field, whatever you want to call it, Highmark Stadium? I got my own personal ones. I bet you do too. I don't go to as many Bills games as a lot of people out there do. But there was one that came to mind when I dressed up. This was Halloween 2021. So
okay.
I'm a junior in college. It's the Rain Bowl. Monsoon game, the wind is blowing everywhere, it's pouring rain.
Was that the Colts game?
That was the Dolphins game.
Dolphin game.
I'm in my Winnie the Pooh costume.
Oh, that's
with a poncho over the top.
That's
they
a
were
choice.
Handing those out. And Tua, you know, as turn the ball over typically does, probably threw three interceptions in that game. The Bills ended up winning that game. That was a really, really fun one. I never thought that watching a game in the rain would be a fun experience. That game entirely in 2021, the Halloween game. I don't even remember the score, but I think the Bills beat them pretty handily.
Yeah, it's only fun when they win, Trev. Because
it's a good experience, though.
I was sitting in the 300s when Jonathan Taylor obliterated the Bills, and it was pouring rain, and I could not dry off for probably 45 minutes to an hour after I got inside. So there is, listen, I know I was just the one saying I love the outside and all that. I truthfully think it should be open. I know the loud crowd out there saying, why don't you build a dome? This team should be a dome team. The Broncos are building a dome. Everybody's building a dome. You're going to be one of the few teams remaining that actually have a weather element in play, which is a fundamental part of Buffalo football, if you ask me, which the old stadium exemplifies, which we're going to see this weekend, right? Southern Erie snow warning there.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, and if you're shoveling at the stadium, I mean, call us if you're planning on doing that. I'm intrigued here. I've never done that.
Me neither.
I've never had the pleasure of doing that.
And they get free food, too.
They do. $20 an hour, some
pretty
food.
Pretty good gig.
Yeah, it is a good gig. I mean, listen, you're going to be shoveling anyway at your house. Why not just do it for money at the Bills Stadium, right?
Get paid for it.
Yeah, but you're not. That won't have to happen in the future years now because of the way the stadium's going to be built. So
it's built very similar to the Miami Stadium, if I remember that
similar,
correctly.
Yes, the way there's like overhangs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not.
Field coverage.
Yes, it's not field coverage. The field's totally open, but the seats are covered.
Seats are covered, yeah.
As much as down to like probably the last few rows of the 100. So it's going to make a huge difference. Those 300 level seats that are normally cheap because they're way up in the nosebleeds can become a lot more valuable when there's no water and no snow up there. So it's going to be interesting to see, but it's exciting. It's sad, though, at the same time. You think back to all these stadium memories and you're like, didn't really hit me until today. Like, my grandfather was a cement mason, right?
Wow, yeah.
And he poured the original stadium in 1973.
Broke the ground.
Yep. Not the original rock pile that everyone alludes to, but Rich Stadium, right? He poured that. Like, there's a lot. I feel like every single person has some sort of emotional tie to it, right?
Yep.
Maybe you used to go to games with loved ones who aren't here anymore, right?
Sure.
Who've passed on. Like, there's a lot of that we've been seeing out there. So we want to hear your stories. Call in.
I mean, it's probably very similar to those that remember the days of the Memorial Auditorium.
Right.
And when they tore that down. That was originally supposed to be a Bass Pro Shops. Do you remember that?
No.
That was supposed to be a Bass Pro Shops. Never fell through. And they ended up demolishing it, and that was pretty much the foundation of mm-hmm. Canal Side.
Yeah.
And all the businesses in Pagula country. Like the old Healthy Scratch used to be out there. The pizza plant used to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it still is.
Oh, yeah, it is.
The ice rink that was built around there. That was kind of where the Odd used to be. So I think probably back, this probably has very similar vibes to that from 1996 when Marine Midland Arena opened up
mm-hmm.
for the Sabres. You know, you probably had some fans that were emotionally attached to the Odd.
Yeah.
And for good reason. Had a lot of good memories there, too. The Fog game, the 1975 Cup run, the French Connection played there. Like Pat right. LaFontaine, Alex McGillney. They probably had an emotional attachment to that as well. And, I mean, the number one highlight game, I think. We weren't even around for it, but the 32-point comeback. The unbelievable game against Warren Moon and the Houston Oilers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a couple. That one's definitely up there, but I'm happy to get into all that.
Oh, yeah.
As the show goes on today, because there's a ton.
And trust me, we will. So get your calls in, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. You got Rush Hour. You got Trevor Hauer, Joey Smooth, Joey California, Cali, on the other side of the desk for me. You're listening to News Radio 930, WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Trevor Rush Hour Hauer and Joseph California, Joe Cali, joining us here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Tan Man Saunders playing a great bump. Bump, Matchbox 20, enough said. Great, great music. We are talking right now.
I thought it was the Kinks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Real World by the Kinks, right? Yeah, I'm sorry. Or the Clash, you know, whichever one you prefer. We are talking about your favorite memories and, you know, also talking about the new stadium in Orchard Park, New York. What are your favorite memories from Highmark Stadium, Rich Stadium, Ralph Wilson Stadium? Feel free to call in because the text board is lighting up right now, but we want to hear the voice of the people. I sound like The Rock a little bit. The people, the millions and millions of WBEN's fans. We have to hear from the people. So 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Joe, how about this one? Texter on the text board. A dome would get a Super Bowl. Now no Super Bowl ever. Guess you think that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I get it. People want a Super Bowl here. The Bills have already, I think, put in a bid to host the NFL draft here. So, like, okay. The Super Bowl is in February, guys. They probably wouldn't host it here if it had a dome, in all seriousness. Because guess what? Lake effect snowstorm rolls in. How's everyone getting there? How's everyone leaving? Like, the travel logistics become an absolute nightmare, right? The team's having to get here. Also, there's not enough lodging. Even if they build these hotels around the stadium,
yeah,
it's not enough. It's not a big market. Like a Santa Clara, San Francisco, right? Like L.A.
Indianapolis
even. New York. I don't even think they would do New York City. I really don't.
No.
I'm going to be honest with you. But there's not enough room. There's not enough lodging around. It's just not going to happen.
I will say the reason why the Bills are never going to host a Super Bowl, why the city of Buffalo or Orchard Park is never going to host a Super Bowl, is the same exact reason why Foxborough, Massachusetts will never host a Super Bowl. First of all, Orchard Park is not in downtown. It's not.
No.
So
you can see the stadium from the Skyway now. Have you seen that?
You can see it from the Skyway, yeah. But you have that. Foxborough, they did build a lot of stuff around that building. Like, they got the Patriots Hall of Fame and stuff over there.
Right. That's the model, though.
Boston? It's not in Boston, though.
Mm-mm.
Which, I mean, Boston has a lot of hotel rooms, but Buffalo just does not have the lodging for that. And like you said before, if we will have that issue with storms, snowstorms, February. But you could also say, well, Trev, 2012, that was Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. It gets pretty cold over there as well. I get that. It's a bigger city. That was when they created those plans to host the Super Bowl in Indianapolis when the building was being built in 2007.
Yeah.
So.
And they built a dome, right?
They built a retractable roof. Right. So that costs a lot more money than the building that they're building right now here in Orchard Park. I could get behind a retractable roof for the Bills because weather and, you know, sunlight can still play a factor. When the Colts open up that big window and let all the sunshine in, that could be a disadvantage for the team going on offense facing the sun.
Right. It's also our money, right? Taxpayer money. Why? I'm going to be honest with you. If it's that much more expensive for a retractable roof, I'm fine with leaving it open. You basically have the mix of the two.
Yeah.
If there could be a middle ground, you have it. That's what's being built.
You're fine?
I don't know. I never thought there'd be a Super Bowl played here anyway. I've just, like, when you think about it, it wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Maybe some other events. There's still going to be concerts and stuff there.
Concerts. You could probably stick Monster Jam there. They're actually coming to Buffalo in the arena.
They're going to KeyBank Center. It's going to be interesting. Hopefully nothing goes awry if you're sitting in the lower bowl. That could get interesting. But
the KeyBank Center that's had a history of scoreboards falling down to the ice. We'll see how monster trucks
Zambonis
play an effect to that.
Bursting into flames.
I don't know. That's the same building where Sabretooth would swing down from the rafters. So, you know, anything could happen.
Anything can happen. But, yeah, the Bills, the dome conversation, I think, is so tired. And they clearly didn't do it. They didn't care to do it. So I'm fine with it. I'd rather it be outside. That's Buffalo football.
And the other argument.
You can call it a typical Buffalo move all you want. It's Buffalo football.
There's another argument. Minneapolis. Why do they have a dome? I think because they get hammered with snow more than Buffalo does. Is that too outrageous to say? Remember the old Metrodome, the video of the roof literally caving in because of all that snow that came down and came crashing down? And the Vikings had to play at the University of Minnesota Stadium? And that was, I think that was Brett Favre's last game. Whatever primetime game it was, they're playing in 0-degree weather.
Yeah.
He takes a bad hit. It's like playing on concrete because I think that was a grass field. Brett Favre's last game in his NFL career ended in a concussion, and he doesn't even remember it because he's playing outside. I can see why they want a dome. They hosted a Super Bowl. Minneapolis did the year where the Eagles beat the Patriots, I believe. I think that was in Minnesota. But it's different from city to city, honestly.
Well, the craziest thing is, Trev, the Bills stadium, the new stadium, is going to have a heated grass field.
And
they looked at it, right? When the snow was down for the Bengals game.
Yeah.
They looked over. It was completely clear. They turned on the field. Like, it had no snow. So you're not going to worry about that. It's not going to accumulate.
You're
not going to get on your
concrete
seats. Right.
Yep.
Like, it's going to stay warm. Like, they've done everything they can to make sure not having a dome is going to be 100% fine and 100% okay. Like, you can argue Super Bowl, sure, until you're blue in the face, how much money that could possibly bring in. There's not enough around Orchard Park, around that stadium. It's just the stadium and mom and pop shops, which I love every single one of them.
Yeah.
Right? The wings, the food, everything. But there's no actual hotel or anything around there, right? Like, there's little lodging, sure.
They could always build around it.
They could and they should. I think that's what's going on in Orchard Park right now.
I would
love
to see a Bills Hall of Fame adjacent to the building.
That'd be cool.
That would be great.
I'd be more worried about building like infrastructure around it than the Hall of Fame. Like, go, because New England, Foxborough, that is the model. That is kind of what you want.
They got the museum over there where they got all the Super Bowl trophies and all the retired numbers on the back of the jersey. So,
but their four corners are hotels.
Yep.
So like, yeah, utilize it. Go for it. I totally would.
I think so too. And I feel like I kind of feel like you, Joe, the dome conversation is just so run down. They've been talking about this for years. It was never going to happen. Terry Pegula, one of the things he loves about the Bills is the outdoor climate. And while if the team was not run by Terry Pegula, maybe there'd be a dome on the stadium. Terry's not going to allow that to happen.
No.
He wants to remember the Bills how he remembered them when he was a kid, and all those games were outside. And here's another point to it, though. Last point I'm going to talk about roof because, I mean, this has been, this horse has been beaten to death. But I want to say also, if you're a Bills fan or a Bills player, like some of Josh Allen's games where he doesn't look the best is when there's precipitation around the area. Like, if I'm a Bills fan and I want a dome on the stadium, it's because I want the overall play to be better.
Right.
But then there's that superstition where, hey, if you play in a dome stadium, dome stadiums create more injuries or whatever it is. Or maybe that was AstroTurf, one or the other. Because everyone talks
it's
about, like,
turf, yeah.
Yeah, like Minnesota Vikings, all they do is get injured. Colts, all they do is get injured, especially in the RCA Dome. The what's another team that plays in a dome? The Atlanta Falcons, all they do is get injured. There's that superstition, but some of Josh Allen's, I mean, and Josh Allen's a freak. He is, he's a unicorn at quarterback, don't get me wrong. But some of his games where he wasn't as flashy, wasn't like Superman, were the games where it was like, it was raining. Or if the snow was coming down.
It's raining and snowing, but he also has those performances every so often in those things. So, I mean, it adds an edge, though, to your entire roster. You're built for that, in a sense, right? So,
yeah.
I don't know. The roof thing is over. Just because they didn't do it. So there's not really much more we can say on that.
Right.
But well, it would take a lot. It would take a lot to bring a Super Bowl here. And who knows, right? If this works out and the stadium doesn't get affected by any snow or whatever, you still might see that.
Why don't we just host the Super Bowl in the KeyBank Center and play some arena football?
Arena football? Okay, Kurt Warner.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? We do have somebody from Orchard Park actually calling. Cheryl from Orchard Park talking about a lot of vacant buildings in Orchard Park and how they should be repurposed into hotels. Cheryl, what you got for us?
Yeah, we got so many vacant buildings, stores closing, manufacturers, buildings closing. So why don't we just reuse them instead of building new, knocking stuff down in the whole nine yards? Let's just reuse buildings that are up, that are vacant, that are sitting there. This is just ridiculous. We got a Walmart right on the corner. It was vacant for years. On the corner of, right down the road from the stadium in Hamburg, okay? And then they had to go and build this big new one, okay? We don't need any more new structures. We don't need any more land cleared in Orchard Park. What we need is for someone to go ahead and get a brain in their head and say, listen, we got all these structures that are sitting vacant, okay? And let's repurpose them. You know, it's just like the new stadium, okay? We've lived in Orchard Park 37 years. And I love the Bills. I watch them every weekend. Every weekend. Whenever they're playing on TV, I watch them. I'm 150% supporter. But at the end of the day, if you have a manufacturer company or you have any kind of business, let's put that, period, and they're grown out of their facility, or it needs to be updated, they have to pay out of their own pocket to build a new building, okay? To add on to their building, to put a bigger parking lot in, to build machine shops, make them bigger, make them better. General Motors, engine, make it bigger, make it better, okay? Nobody hands them, you know, $20 million, billion to build them a new building.
No,
the Buffalo Sabres, so us taxpayers in Erie County and everywhere else have to put into a till how much we all want to add to this.
Keep in mind, this is also the same city that it took them forever to get a new scoreboard in the arena. And that scoreboard was paid for from the internal cap that was Kevin Adams. So, I don't know. The city of Buffalo making a wise decision here. And I totally don't disagree with what you're saying here, Cheryl. I think a lot of these moves could be made. It might just take a while, but who cares? I mean, I think you can throw a lot of these, you know, all these hotels in here. You know what? Maybe throw in a West Her. You know, we see all the West Her commercials all the time with Josh Allen and Steve Tasker.
Right.
Maybe we can throw in like a new era hat store.
Put some actual infrastructure on it. I mean, the original stadium is going to be coming down. So
yeah, they're going to be demolishing that new state or the old stadium. So changes could be made. But Cheryl, thank you for the call.
Yeah, make a ramp out of it, a car ramp.
Yeah,
big car ramp, that would work too.
A parking lot. Yeah, look at that. Yeah,
that's it. A parking lot.
I mean, I love that.
Well, and I'm only a little person. Have a good day.
Thanks, Cheryl.
I think we got to get her in the. the town supervisor role or something.
That they're working on stuff like that, rezoning and all of that, right? Those buildings. I've seen reels from the news outlets, including our own, right, talking about this stuff, and finally votes going through. But it takes time. Legislature takes time.
Like building
it's not,
stuff.
It's not going to happen in a blink of an eye. But I do think that's what they're moving towards, because I think you kind of see what in these other markets what you have to be. So.
Exactly. Yeah, I totally agree with Cheryl there. She made a lot of great points. Trevor Rush Hour, or Joseph, California, Joe Cali, joining in here for filling in for Tom Bowerly from 4 to 6. And we are talking about the Bills. And we kind of got off on a little bit of a tangent there, talking some, you know.
A dome.
Dome roof talk that we've been, I think this topic comes up in conversation all the time. And this horse has kind of been beaten to death here. We want to get into before 6 o'clock. What are some of your favorite memories from Rich Stadium?
Specific game, specific event, something that's, I guess, just kind of with you, tailgating experience, anything like
concerts?
Yeah, anything like that. So, what do you remember from the stadium, and what do you hope? I guess you can take into the new stadium, and not a lot is going to change. Tailgating wise, right? I mean, you're kind of in the same spot just across the street.
Right.
So it's not going to obliterate any of your plans or getting down there. We did find out, though, that they are doing a study on the pedestrian traffic as well. So they're going to try and maybe smooth things out around there, because I don't know about you, whenever you leave an event from there, you're sitting in traffic for 3 hours pretty much.
Well, so that Patriots game, that Sunday night game. I was in traffic. I didn't get home until 1:30.
Yeah, I know. And you do the traffic reports a lot for the Buffalo Bills radio network.
Right.
So you see, I mean, you're letting people know for the entire 2-hour post-game show, you know, if you're looking to go home, you're not. Like, that's what's happening.
And
so hopefully they can figure something out.
Two crashes in lot two didn't help either.
No.
So that was always fun.
Yeah.
I do want to say, right before the break, you know the NHL Winter Classic. It's actually happening tonight.
Yeah,
7
indoors.
O'clock PM.
Yeah.
On January 2nd, I mean, give me a break, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Winter Classic was probably my favorite event I've ever attended at the Bill Stadium.
You went in 2008?
I was there in 2008, and I was about 7 years old. And that was the Pittsburgh Penguins versus the Buffalo Sabres. Great jersey matchup. You had the Sabres rocking the 70s whites, and you had the Penguins rocking the baby blues. That game was great. The snow was coming down the entire time. The outcome was garbage. I mean, Ryan Miller, as great as he was, Sidney Crosby was the kryptonite to his Superman. I will say that.
He was phenomenal. Still is.
That 2010 Olympics still gets under my skin as well. The Sidney Crosby golden goal right in between Ryan Miller's pads. But I will say that game, that atmosphere was great. Watching Soupy Brian Campbell go top shelf where Mama hides the cookies in the second period on Ty Conklin, that was great. The walkout. Remember when the two teams walked out from the tunnel and the fire and the pyrotechnics were shooting up? That was phenomenal.
Yeah, and that's what you get in an outdoor stadium in an environment like that.
And
so the Bills are looking to continue maybe hosting events like that, because truthfully, up north should be where Winter Classics are played outside in the snow.
Yes,
so
not I at Lone Depot Park in Miami, Florida.
It looks like a cleared out supermarket or whatever, right? Like it looks gross. So not a great look at that point, but we're in a good area up here for anything like that, and I hope they do another Winter Classic and utilize, because that is, like you said, a core memory of a lot of people for this Highmark Stadium, the original,
the
one that we're currently looking at, the Ice Bowl, right? Like any of that, like any memory you have, feel free to call in and let us know. But I think partially leaving everything open, just to put a bow on that conversation, leaving everything open does try and maintain that and keep that into the next generation, right?
And what a lot of people don't understand is retractable roof costs so much money.
Yeah.
There were so many people that even called into this station that said, you know, the taxes for this new stadium are out of this world ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Think of how much money it would cost if you had a retractable roof.
Yeah, it costs
X amount of money to open and close that thing entirely.
Yeah, think of how much power it takes.
Jeez.
All that. Yeah. So we're getting what we're getting, and we're getting a state-of-the-art stadium that's going to have an open field with a heated field, all of that, and it's going to be a place that the Bills call home, and it's getting to the point where you're starting, if you do have an emotional attachment to it, like many people around here do, you are starting to kind of get in the feels. Like, this is the last time you're going to be sitting in your seats, theoretically, right? Unless they somehow get a playoff game here, which we're not the station to get into the weeds on that, but it's kind of the end, right?
It's
the end of an era, and you're going to be staring at it for probably a season. And then I think it's going to hit really hard when that thing gets taken down.
And so. If you ever watch Peyton's Places on ESPN, when Josh Allen and Peyton Manning were trying to break the curse of Buffalo, first of all, there is no curse in Buffalo because the Bandits exist. Hello.
Yeah, right.
Seven-time undisputed champions. Hello. But they did that ritual where they had to dump a bunch of the stuff down Niagara Falls, down in the barrel. Maybe this new stadium is a fresh new look. This is a clean slate.
Yeah.
Any previous jinx or curse from the old stadium, put that to bed as well. Even though it is right across the street, I get that.
It's still new ground.
Still new ground, though. This is a new era, and no pun intended, but this is a new era. We'll get to your phone calls as well. What are your favorite memories from Rich Stadium, Highmark Stadium, Bill Stadium, New Era Field, Ralph Wilson Stadium? I think I nailed them all, did I?
Highmark,
of course.
The current one.
The current one. Yeah, I forgot that one. 803-0930, star 930. Trevor Howard, Joe Cali, filling in for Tom Bowerly right here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Welcome in, hour number two. Joe Cali, Trevor Rush Hour Howard, here with you, talking Bill Stadium memories. Got into a little bit about the dome there with a couple of people on the text board, but neither here nor there.
Had to happen.
Tanner Saunders behind the glass, just, again, bumping.
Of course he is.
Bumping with the bumps, without question. I mean, why are we even surprised? We're not.
Screening calls.
Yeah. So, we're sitting here right now. It's the new year. And we're talking about the Bills Stadium. It's officially the last game coming up. Not officially, actually. I shouldn't say that. Last regular season game, officially. Could possibly play in the playoffs, although the chances are slim. Feel free to call in.
803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Red Helmets.
Red Helmets, final regular season game, and listen, no stakes. Take it in, enjoy it. We're talking best memories that we've been able to take away. We want to hear yours, too. As Trevor said, call in, let us know. It's an exciting time, but also kind of a bittersweet moment. A lot of history there, a lot of history you have to move on from, but hey, had to happen once before with the Rock Pile to the Rich Stadium, now happening there. It's been their home since 1973.
This is the Bills' evolution. They just keep on rolling. They might switch a couple buildings here and there every 50, 60 years or so.
50, yeah.
They always evolve.
This stadium, I think, is a product of the world-class organization they've become following the drought, right? Like, it's not... Doesn't reflect the drought era Bills by any means.
Josh Allen, does this stadium get built no matter what?
That's a good question. I don't think so.
Like the five straight division titles, do we even consider a new stadium?
No, I don't think so. I think they just roll with it. Like the Washington Commanders have.
Yeah.
They're just running with the same FedEx Field and that thing is falling apart at the seams.
They had that one great year with Jaden Daniels.
And now.
They were considering a new stadium, right? It's always in the consideration. They want to demolish RFK Stadium where the Nats and the Redskins used to play, and they want to put a new one around that spot. But that's all speculation, I think, as of right now. But yeah, it's crazy. The Bills evolve. We don't get the dome that a lot of people wanted, but the heated grass should be more forgiving on the body, don't you think? It's not like you're playing on pavement. If you ever play, like, I was a lacrosse player in high school, and if we ever play when there was somewhat snow on the ground or frosty conditions or something like that, we would think, like, it feels like you're playing in the street. Like, the ball would bounce, but if you got hit, that hurts when you're falling on that pavement. So, at least it's going to be more forgiving on the body. We can maybe see less injuries with the Bills, less no-contact injuries on the heated grass is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, especially a lot of turf, right? Like, that's been a glaring issue. I don't understand why more stadiums aren't doing what the Bills are doing. I love that they're going in the opposite direction. We got a text in Buffalo, you're not getting a dome stadium because you don't deserve it. I don't know if we're there. Big Tree was Thurman's hangout as well. So, yeah, there's a lot around Highmark already. Big Tree, one of the local places, right? That's like you have to go.
Yep.
Listen, I'm not saying the Bills don't deserve a dome stadium. Not to open this back up.
Yeah.
But it's strictly because...
You want to watch a dome team, go watch the Sabres.
Exactly. You have a dome already in Buffalo. You don't have to worry about it for the football team. It's
go
Buffalo
watch the
football.
Bandits.
So, Trevor, we haven't really gotten into our specific memories yet. And hopefully this will spur some listeners to call in and actually, give us something.
Yeah.
Because I think there's a lot here. There's a lot of memories. There's a lot of baggage in this current building, right? Like
a ton.
I think of just games I've been to, and you and I are younger. We weren't there for the comeback game. We didn't leave.
Our childhood was the drought.
Yes.
Trent Edwards. Derek Anderson.
Yeah. Yikes. So navy blue jerseys.
Tyler Thigpen.
Yeah. Not great.
Navy blue, red helmet, blue face mask.
Like, it's just, it was a gross moment for quite a long while there. And I think it's interesting to see the differing perspectives, right? You have people like us who weren't around for the Kelly era.
Yep.
Then you have a lot of people in the Kelly era who have some serious memories, whether it be at the tailgates, whether it be the Super Bowl games, right? The AFC championships.
The four bowls.
Right. Yep. The AFC championship games. Like, those guys, if you're out there, the one guy who screams Buffalo's going or Dallas is going down,
yeah,
right?
All Dallas that. Is going down, Gary.
And also the gentleman singing, I got a feeling Buffalo's going to the Super Bowl out in the parking lot.
Yep.
Like there are things that you and I have yet to experience that a lot of people have at the stadium. So there's a lot out there. I'll start with So when I was in middle school, and I showed you a picture of this beforehand. When I was in middle school, we did a Play 60 thing, right? Fuel Up to Play 60 was the initiative, and it still is to this day. A lot of flag football around it now. Back then, it was pretty much in its inception, right? So it was when we were younger.
The Make Your Move campaign.
Make Your Move. And we put a breakfast cart in our middle school, the class that did it, right? It was in our health classes that we started doing that stuff. And ended up getting the call from the Bills saying that we won their initiative, all of that. Got to run out on the field with the drought Bills. It was a Bills-Browns 1 o'clock game, so that told you everything you need to know about it.
It was probably 12-6
final
score. It was
disgusting.
Like
the game was terrible, but we got to high-five the players as they came out of the tunnel. And there's a snapshot of me and Mario Williams. That is my fondest memory at that stadium. There have also been some great games. The Miami game a couple years ago in the snow, the Bills in their red jerseys, right around this time.
Tyler Bass.
Yeah, Tyler Bass hits the game winner. Everyone's sliding around in the snow. It's raining snow, people throwing snowballs. The referee's saying, hey, we need to stop people from throwing snowballs.
The Bills will get a 15-yard penalty if more Dolphins get pelted with snowballs or whatever it was. And I remember the 49ers game last year.
Yeah.
The snow, the lateral play to Josh Allen where he dove over the pylon off the lateral play. A lot of the snow games are so fun. Brayton Wilson in the newsroom was talking about the Snow Bowl against the Indianapolis Colts in 2017. What was supposed to be, I think it was Tyrod Taylor versus Andrew Luck, turned out to be, it was Jacoby Brissett versus Nate Peterman.
Yeah, yeah.
Even a game like that is memorable because there was like 2 feet of snow on the ground.
Any bad game like that, and LeSean McCoy ends up winning it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's
Adam Vinatieri banks in somehow that extra point that shanked in, looked like he was going to miss by a mile, and he pulled it back in. That's just, you know, Mr. Money in the Bank, Adam Vinatieri.
Mr. Money in the Bank, and you've had a lot of great players come through there. I don't remember this, but the big talk of the day just around town in general about the stadium is people think back to the Tom Brady Patriots coming to town all the time, right? And you can hate them, love them, whatever. But from 2003 to 2011, the Bills did not beat them.
Except for that one time, 2011, they had to come back with Scott Chandler, I think it was.
Yeah.
They caught the game-winning touchdown.
Yeah, I forget who the kicker was. It was someone random, but they were able to do it. Ryan Fitzpatrick, still the quarterback, I believe.
Fitzmagic. Yep. Fred Jackson, I think, was
Ryan Lindell was the kicker. Thank you, Tanner. Yeah, Ryan Lindell. So that was able to happen. And then in 2003, you had the 31-0 win early.
Yep.
And then later in the season, the Patriots beat you there 31-0 in a perfect mirror fashion. So there's a lot about this Bills Stadium. There's a lot. Just concerts, too. I've been to plenty there. And I know you were talking about that. What was your concert experience?
The Poison, Def Leppard, Motley Crue show. It was supposed to be during COVID. And they had to push it 2 years, obviously, because of the pandemic. So it was in 2022. Man, that was memorable. Poison, Bret Michaels, sounded phenomenal still. He sounded the exact same, and I know he's been through a lot with his health and stuff. Same with Def Leppard. Def Leppard sound great. Motley Crue, God bless Vince Neil.
Yeah.
God bless him.
Yeah.
Three songs, he sounded great. After Shout at the Devil was over, he was gassed out.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he was running on fumes at that point. So all those years of partying with what was it? Was it Nikki Sixx? Was that his name? I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
The drummer for the for Motley Crue. All those years of partying and going out, it finally caught up to our guy Vince.
Finally did.
But hey, they all sounded great. It was awesome. That was one of the best concerts I've been to. Poison was the opener. And I'm like, these are the guys that I wanted to see. Now, don't get me wrong. Motley Crue's got some bangers. If you go to a Sabres game, they play, when they wear the royal blue jerseys, they play Kickstart My Heart as their goal song.
Right.
They got some bangers. Smoking in the Boys' Room, great song.
They do.
But Def Leppard, I mean, they brought the house down.
Yeah.
When Photograph was playing and all those other songs, Pour Some Sugar on Me. Like, come on. That was a great show. They sounded like the same way they did in the 80s and the 90s.
Yeah, it works. And listen, I know not everybody is a sports fanatic around here. I know not everybody really loves the Bills. There are some people who don't watch football. I understand that. But it infrastructurally and just Buffalo-wise, this is a huge moment, right?
Huge.
Like, this is the end of a 50-plus year era. 53, right?
This is 53, I believe.
Yeah, 1973. To 2026, 53. Yeah, that's 53. I think. I don't do math in public normally.
Not usually.
Avoid anything like that.
No, but we're not Brian Koziel. We don't do that stuff. We don't do that math stuff.
No, we don't. But yeah, there's a lot you can look back on and look back fondly on. And I think it's you're only going to go in a better direction with the new stadium, but it is going to take some getting used to. There's a 45-minute. If anyone hasn't seen it yet, there's a 45-minute video out there by the Buffalo Bills with the original 90s Super Bowl team, like just chit-chatting with everybody. And they're going through the history of the stadium. It gets you a little choked up. And I'm not the big, we now work the games, but like I wasn't even the biggest. I would go to a game every so often. I'm not one of those people who goes every week.
Oh, my Lord, I feel so dumb. Tommy Lee was the drummer of Motley Crue. How did I mess that up? I think Six is the guitar player. I don't know. My brain must be fried or something. I'm not sure. Tommy Lee. Sorry, my bad. But yeah, and coming from us too, like we didn't see the great Bills teams until when we were pushing high school is when they started to become really, really good. And the fact that you can watch this and get a little, you know, choked up, get a little emotional about that, like shows the love for the team and stuff like that.
Yeah, considering we're sitting here at 23, 24, 25, right? Whatever we are. And it's like, I don't know. Like I said, my grandfather was a cement mason and poured the original Rich Stadium. Like, thinking back, I'm walking on that. Like, it's definitely been poured over, right? Whatever. But
yep.
The original foundation is there. Like, it's so interesting just to see everybody's little personal connection with it. And, you know, we're getting texts on the text board here, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Just kind of going through some things. Still, the dome conversation, wishers, we're not. I mean, I'm sorry. It's just not happening.
Death,
we're past that.
Sorry.
Pasquale's still hanging around with us just for a minute here. What's your stadium memory? It could be multiple. Do you have the what's your distinct, whenever you think of the Ralph, Rich Stadium, anything like that, what comes to your mind, Pasquale?
So I've been a season ticket holder on and off since 2011, and the game that always comes back to me is because it brought me to tears was the 2011 Bills-Patriots game, the 34-31 game. I can't explain to you the emotions after just, you know, being stomped on by the Patriots for so long and getting that victory. The weather that day was perfect. I had a great group of people I was with. The ratio of alcohol to blood content was a little bit off kilter there, but I think that game always sticks out to me the most. As I get later in life, and I'm not saying I don't enjoy the games as much, but they just all seem to kind of run together. But this memory is one that always comes back to me. Just that feeling of beating the big, bad, evil Patriots. And it was just such a great afternoon at the stadium, not to mention a 1 o'clock kickoff time, which is always my favorite as well.
Yeah, that's sprinkled in more than anything now. That used to be a constant, I remember. I mean, just thinking about that game, it was like 1,500 days in between wins for the Bills against the Patriots.
And it was
there.
Looking bad in
it
that
was.
Game, too.
It was. So I can only imagine. I mean, I watched that on TV, but I was 9. So
I was at my cousin's birthday party in Rochester when that was going down. Well, as soon as we left right after the game ended.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw somebody in Rochester running around the street with a big Bills flag. Like that, and, that shows you how special that victory was.
That had to happen. That had to happen. Pasquale, one more thing before I know. Sure. I know you're gearing up for the bottom of the hour traffic update, but what do you think of the new stadium? Are you were you pro dome or do you like the Buffalo football? Because we're getting a lot of texts on the text board saying we're cursed because we don't have a dome, things like that. Where do you stand there?
No, I am good. I'm on board. I am a season ticket holder for the new stadium, and I'm totally fine with the open-air stadium. I'm not a big fan of people who don't even go to Bills games mentioning that it needs to be a dome stadium. Totally fine with it. And from what I was explained about the engineering and kind of the way it's closed in, it's going to be a whole different experience than what we deal with right now at Highmark Stadium. So I'm very happy about the open-air design. I'm hoping one day maybe we get a SummerSlam. You know, Cleveland got a SummerSlam. Detroit got a SummerSlam. Why can't Buffalo get a SummerSlam?
Pasquale, thank you for mentioning that, because I remember when MetLife Stadium was a thing. When they got rid of the old Giant Stadium, they hosted WrestleMania 29.
In April.
In April. So they didn't get any garbage for that.
Yeah, for the
but
cold
the Bills,
or anything.
Oh,
yeah.
Why don't we have a dome? You know what? We're done having this conversation. Everyone on the text board, you can all text about how the dome is so important, but you know what? They did it in East Rutherford, New Jersey. They hosted a WrestleMania outdoors when it was 40 degrees.
Yeah,
that happened. And these guys are shirtless, okay?
They're moving around at a good clip, but yeah.
There's also a good portion of the Bills fan base that wants this dome, that doesn't want the roof.
Mm-hmm.
We're done talking about the roof.
Yeah. Pasquale, thanks. I know we were taking you away from what you were doing there.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys. I like the conversation that's going on in that other area there.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Love it.
You'll hear from him at the bottom of the hour in just a few moments here as we're gearing up to get ready for a break here. But yeah, feel free, keep texting, call, stadium memories. It's exciting time here. It's the end of an era, as we've mentioned. And looking forward, maybe, you know, we can a little bit now, especially because we know a little bit more about the stadium. By the way, if you are wondering, I've been hearing in Tom Puckett's news updates that the stuff from the stadium, seat backs, seats, everything is on sale, I believe, at the Bills website. So if you are looking for that piece of the old Highmark Stadium, which we're calling that now.
I do have a friend, though, that does have a seat from the Memorial Auditorium, one of the orange seats.
Yes.
Those
yeah.
things went
fast.
Like crazy.
Yep. And listen, I think it's a great thing they're selling that stuff. Those season ticket holders who have been there for a while, if they're able to do that, that's huge to be able to take a piece of your personal history home, your seat, right?
Put that in the wall. Screw that in the wall. Yep.
Put it in the man cave. Put it in the front yard, your patio. Do something with it.
Don't let anybody sit it.
Go check that out. If you know your seats are up there and you're going to be looking for that stuff, it's up on the Bills website, buffalobills.com. So end of an era. We're going to talk more about it. Final half hour coming up. Filling in for Tom Bowerly. I'm Joe Calley. He's Trevor Hauer. You're listening to News Radio 930 WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in, hour number two. Joe Calley, Trevor Rush Hour, Hauer, here with you, talking Bill Stadium memories. Got into a little bit about the dome there with a couple of people on the text board, but neither here nor there.
Had to happen.
Tanner Saunders behind the glass, just, again, bumping.
Of course he is.
Bumping with the bumps, without question. I mean, why are we even surprised? We're not.
Screening calls.
Yeah. So, we're sitting here right now. It's the new year. And we're talking about the Bills Stadium. It's officially the last game coming up. Not officially, actually. I shouldn't say that. Last regular season game, officially. Could possibly play in the playoffs, although the chances are slim. Feel free to call in.
803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Red Helmets.
Red Helmets, final regular season game, and listen, no stakes. Take it in, enjoy it. We're talking best memories that we've been able to take away. We want to hear yours too. As Trevor said, call in, let us know. It's an exciting time, but also kind of a bittersweet moment. A lot of history there, a lot of history you have to move on from, but hey, had to happen once before with the Rock Pile to the Rich Stadium, now happening there. It's been their home since 1973.
This is the Bills' evolution. They just keep on rolling. They might switch a couple buildings here and there every 50, 60 years or so.
50, yeah.
They always evolve.
This stadium, I think, is a product of the world-class organization they've become following the drought, right? Like, it's not... Doesn't reflect the drought era Bills by any means.
Josh Allen, does this stadium get built no matter what?
That's a good question. I don't think so.
Like the five straight division titles, do we even consider a new stadium?
No, I don't think so. I think they just roll with it. Like the Washington Commanders have.
Yeah.
They're just running with the same FedEx Field and that thing is falling apart at the seams.
They had that one great year with Jaden Daniels.
And now.
They were considering a new stadium, right? It's always in the consideration. They want to demolish RFK Stadium where the Nats and the Redskins used to play, and they want to put a new one around that spot. But that's all speculation, I think, as of right now. But yeah, it's crazy. The Bills evolve. We don't get the dome that a lot of people wanted, but the heated grass should be more forgiving on the body, don't you think? It's not like you're playing on pavement. If you ever play, like, I was a lacrosse player in high school,
mm-hmm.
and if we ever played when there was somewhat snow on the ground or frosty conditions or something like that, we would think, like, it feels like you're playing in the street. Like, the ball would bounce, but if you got hit, that hurts when you're falling on that pavement. So, at least it's going to be more forgiving on the body. We can maybe see less injuries with the Bills, less no-contact injuries on the heated grass is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, yeah, especially a lot of turf, right? Like, that's been a glaring issue. I don't understand why more stadiums aren't doing what the Bills are doing. I love that they're going in the opposite direction. We got a text in Buffalo, you're not getting a dome stadium because you don't deserve it. I don't know if we're there. Big Tree was Thurman's hangout as well. So, yeah, there's a lot around Highmark already. Big Tree, one of the local places, right? That's like a... have to go.
Yep.
Listen, I'm not saying the Bills don't deserve a dome stadium. Not to open this back up, but it's strictly because...
You want to watch a dome team, go watch the Sabres.
Exactly. You have a dome already in Buffalo. You don't have to worry about it for the football team. It's
go
Buffalo
watch the
football.
Bandits.
So, Trevor, we haven't really gotten into our specific memories yet, and hopefully this will spur some listeners to call in and actually, you know, give us something.
Yeah.
Because I think there's a lot here. There's a lot of memories. There's a lot of baggage in this current building, right? Like
a ton.
I think of just games I've been to, and you and I are younger. We weren't there for the comeback game. We didn't leave.
Our childhood was the drought.
Yes.
Trent Edwards. Derek Anderson.
Yeah. Yikes. So navy blue jerseys.
Tyler Thigpen.
Yeah. Not great.
Navy blue, red
EJ
helmet,
Manuel.
Blue face mask.
Like it's just. It was a gross moment for quite a long while there. And I think it's interesting to see the differing perspectives, right? You have people like us who weren't around for the Kelly era.
Yep.
Then you have a lot of people in the Kelly era who have some serious memories, whether it be at the tailgates, whether it be the Super Bowl games, right? The AFC championships.
The four bowls.
Right. Yep. The AFC championship games. Like those guys, if you're out there, the one guy who screams Buffalo's going or Dallas is going down,
yeah,
right?
All Dallas that. Is going down, Gary.
And also the gentleman singing, I got a feeling Buffalo's going to the Super Bowl out in the parking lot.
Yep.
Like there are things that you and I have yet to experience that a lot of people have at the stadium. So there's a lot out there. I'll start with
I guess. So
when I was in middle school, and I showed you a picture of this beforehand. When I was in middle school, we did a Play 60 thing, right? Fuel Up to Play 60 was the initiative, and it still is to this day. A lot of flag football around it now. Back then, it was pretty much in its inception, right? So it was when we were younger.
The Make Your Move campaign.
Make Your Move. And we put a breakfast cart in our middle school, the class that did it, right? It was in our health classes that we started doing that stuff. And ended up getting the call from the Bills saying that we won their initiative, all of that. Got to run out on the field with the drought Bills. It was a Bills-Browns 1 o'clock game, so that told you everything you need to know about it.
It was probably 12-6 final score.
It was disgusting.
Like
the game was terrible, but We got to high-five the players as they came out of the tunnel. And there's a snapshot of me and Mario Williams. That is my fondest memory at that stadium. There have also been some great games. The Miami game a couple years ago in the snow, the Bills in their red jerseys, right around this time.
Tyler Bass.
Yeah, Tyler Bass hits the game winner. Everyone's sliding around in the snow. It's raining snow. People throwing snowballs. The referees saying, hey, we need to stop people from throwing snowballs.
The Bills will get a 15-yard penalty if more Dolphins get pelted with snowballs or whatever it was. And I remember the 49ers game last year.
Yeah.
The snow, the lateral play to Josh Allen where he dove over the pylon off the lateral play. A lot of the snow games are so fun. Brayton Wilson in the newsroom was talking about the Snow Bowl against the Indianapolis Colts in 2017. What was supposed to be, I think it was Tyrod Taylor versus Andrew Luck, turned out to be, it was Jacoby Brissett versus Nate Peterman.
Yeah, yeah.
Even a game like that is memorable because there was like 2 feet of snow on the ground.
Any bad game like that, and LeSean McCoy ends up winning it. Yeah. So yeah, it's
Adam Vinatieri banks in somehow that extra point that shanked in, looked like he was gonna miss by a mile, and he pulled it back in. That's just, you know, Mr. Money in the Bank, Adam Vinatieri.
Mr. Money in the Bank, and you've had a lot of great players come through there. I don't remember this, but the big talk of the day just around town in general about the stadium is people think back to the Tom Brady Patriots coming to town all the time, right? And you can hate them, love them, whatever. But from 2003 to 2011, the Bills did not beat them.
Except for that one time, 2011, they had to come back with Scott Chandler, I think it was.
Yeah.
They caught the game-winning touchdown.
Yeah, I forget who the kicker was. It was someone random, but they were able to do it. Ryan Fitzpatrick, still the quarterback, I believe.
Fitzmagic. Yep. Fred Jackson, I think, was
Ryan Lindell was the kicker. Thank you, Tanner. Yeah, Ryan Lindell. So that was able to happen. And then in 2003, you had the 31-0 win early.
Yep.
And then later in the season, the Patriots beat you there 31-0 in a perfect mirror fashion. So there's a lot about this Bills Stadium. There's a lot. Just concerts, too. I've been to plenty there. And I know you were talking about that. What was your concert experience?
The Poison, Def Leppard, Motley Crue show. It was supposed to be during COVID. And they had to push it 2 years, obviously, because of the pandemic. So it was in 2022. Man, that was memorable. Poison, Bret Michaels, sounded phenomenal still. He sounded the exact same, and I know he's been through a lot with his health and stuff. Same with Def Leppard. Def Leppard sound great. Motley Crue, God bless Vince Neil.
Yeah.
God bless him.
Yeah.
Three songs, he sounded great. After Shout at the Devil was over, he was gassed out.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he was running on fumes at that point. So all those years of partying with, what was it? Was it Nikki Sixx? Was that his name? I don't remember either. The drummer for Motley Crue. All those years of partying and going out, it finally caught up to our guy Vince.
Finally did.
But hey, they all sounded great. It was awesome. That was one of the best concerts I've been to. Poison was the opener. And I'm like, these are the guys that I wanted to see. Now, don't get me wrong. Motley Crue's got some bangers. If you go to a Sabres game, they play, when they wear the royal blue jerseys, they play Kickstart My Heart as their goal song.
Right.
They got some bangers. Smoking in the Boys Room, great song.
They do.
But Def Leppard, I mean, they brought the house down.
Yeah.
When Photograph was playing and all those other songs, Pour Some Sugar on Me. Like, come on. That was a great show. They sounded like the same way they did in the 80s and the 90s.
Yeah, it works. And listen, I know not everybody is a sports fanatic around here. I know not everybody really loves the Bills. There are some people who don't watch football. I understand that. But It infrastructurally and just Buffalo-wise, this is a huge moment, right?
Huge.
Like, this is the end of a 50-plus-year era. 53, right?
Yeah, 53, I believe.
Yeah, 1973 to 2026.
Let me do the math 53. Here. 53,
yeah, that's 53, yeah. I think. I don't do math in public normally.
Not usually.
Avoid anything like that.
No, but we're not Brian Koziel. We don't do that stuff. We don't do that math stuff.
No, we don't. But yeah, there's a lot you can look back on and look back fondly on. And I think you're only going to go in a better direction with the new stadium, but it is going to take some getting used to. There's a 45-minute, if anyone hasn't seen it yet, there's a 45-minute video out there by the Buffalo Bills with the original 90s Super Bowl team, like just chit-chatting with everybody. And they're going through the history of the stadium. It gets you a little choked up, and I'm not the big, I don't go, we now work the games, but like, I wasn't even the biggest, I would go to a game every so often. I'm not one of those people who goes every week. Right?
Oh, my Lord. I feel so dumb. Tommy Lee was the drummer of Motley Crue. How did I mess that up? I think Six is the guitar player. I don't know. My brain must be fried or something. I'm not sure. Tommy Lee. Sorry. My bad. But yeah. And coming from us, too, like, we didn't see the great Bills teams until when we were pushing high school is when they started to become really, really good. And the fact that you can watch this and get a little, you know, choked up, get a little emotional about that, like, shows the love for the team and stuff like that.
Yeah, considering we're sitting here at 23, 24, 25, right? Whatever we are. And it's like, I don't know. Like I said, my grandfather was a cement mason and poured the original Rich Stadium. Like, thinking back, I'm walking on that. Like, it's definitely been poured over, right? Whatever. But
yep.
The original foundation is there. Like, it's so interesting just to see everybody's little personal connection with it. And, you know, we're getting texts on the text board here, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, just kind of going through some things. Still the dome conversation, wishers, we're not, I mean, I'm sorry. It's just not happening.
We're
past that.
Sorry.
Pasquale's still hanging around with us just for a minute here. What's your stadium memory? It could be multiple. Do you have the, what's your distinct, whenever you think of the Ralph Rich Stadium, anything like that, what comes to your mind, Pasquale?
So I've been a season ticket holder on and off since 2011, and the game that always comes back to me is because it brought me to tears was the 2011 Bills-Patriots game, the 34-31 game. I can't explain to you the emotions after just, you know, being stomped on by the Patriots for so long and getting that victory. The weather that day was perfect. I had a great group of people I was with. The ratio of alcohol to blood content was a little bit off kilter there, but I think that game always sticks out to me the most. As I get later in life, and I'm not saying I don't enjoy the games as much, but they just all seem to kind of run together. But this memory is one that always comes back to me. Just that feeling of beating the big, bad, evil Patriots. And it was just such a great afternoon at the stadium, not to mention a 1 o'clock kickoff time, which is always my favorite as well.
Yeah, that's sprinkled in more than anything now. That used to be a constant, I remember. I mean, just thinking about that game, it was like 1,500 days in between wins for the Bills against the Patriots.
And it was looking bad in that game, too.
It was. So I can only imagine. I mean, I watched that on TV, but I was 9. So
I was at my cousin's birthday party in Rochester when that was going down. Well, as soon as we left right after the game ended,
mm-hmm.
and we saw somebody in Rochester running around the street with a big Bills flag. That shows you how special that victory was.
That had to happen. Pasquale, one more thing before I know you're gearing up for the bottom of the hour traffic update, but what do you think of the new stadium? Were you pro dome, or do you like the Buffalo football? Because we're getting a lot of texts on the text board saying we're cursed because we don't have a dome, things like that. Where do you stand there?
No, I am good. I'm on board. I am a season ticket holder for the new stadium, and I'm totally fine with the open air stadium. I'm not a big fan of people who don't even go to Bills games mentioning that it needs to be a dome stadium. Totally fine with it. And from what I was explained about the engineering and kind of the way it's closed in, it's going to be a whole different experience than what we deal with right now at Highmark Stadium. So I'm very happy about the open air design. I'm hoping one day maybe we get a SummerSlam. Cleveland got a SummerSlam, Detroit got a SummerSlam. Why can't Buffalo get a SummerSlam?
Pasquale, thank you for mentioning that, because I remember when MetLife Stadium was a thing. When they got rid of the old Giant Stadium, they hosted WrestleMania 29.
In April.
So they didn't get any garbage for that.
Yeah, for the
but
cold
the Bills,
or anything.
Oh,
yeah.
Why don't we have a dome? You know what? We're done having this conversation. Everyone on the text board, you can all text about how the dome is so important, but you know what? They did it in East Rutherford, New Jersey. They hosted a WrestleMania outdoors when it was 40 degrees.
Yeah,
that happened. And these guys are shirtless,
mm-hmm.
okay?
They are moving around at a good clip, but yeah.
There's also a good portion of the Bills fan base that wants this dome,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't want the roof.
Mm-hmm.
We're done talking about the roof.
Yeah. Pasquale, thanks. I know we were taking you away from what you were doing there.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys. I like the conversation that's going on in that other area there.
Thanks.
Love it.
You'll hear from him at the bottom of the hour in just a few moments here as we're gearing up to get ready for a break here. But yeah, feel free, keep texting, call, stadium memories. It's exciting time here. It's the end of an era, as we've mentioned, and looking forward, maybe, you know, we can a little bit now, especially because we know a little bit more about the stadium. By the way, if you are wondering, I've been hearing in Tom Puckett's news updates that the stuff from the stadium, seat backs, seats, everything is on sale, I believe, at the Bills website. So if you are looking for that piece of the old Highmark Stadium, which we're calling that now.
I do have a friend, though, that does have a seat from the Memorial Auditorium, one of the orange seats.
Yes.
Yeah. Those things went
fast.
Like crazy.
Yep. And listen, I think it's a great thing they're selling that stuff. Those season ticket holders who have been there for a while, if they're able to do that, that's huge to be able to take a piece of your personal history home, your seat, right?
Put that in the wall. Screw that in the wall. Yep.
Put it in the man cave. Put it in the front yard, your patio. Do something with it.
Don't let anybody sit it.
Go check that out. If you know your seats are up there and you're going to be looking for that stuff, it's up on the Bills website, buffalobills.com. So end of an era. We're going to talk more about it. Final half hour coming up. Filling in for Tom Bowerly. I'm Joe Calley. He's Trevor Hauer. You're listening to News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome back in. Joe Calley, Trevor Rushhour Hauer, back in for Tom Bowerly. Final segment here as we wrap things up. Talking about Bill Stadium memories. The Dome has become a conversation, which I did not foresee for today. But, I mean, it's the end of an era, as we've been saying all day, right, Trev?
End of an era. You know, it's never going to be the same.
And, like, is it still, like, Festivus hangover, right? Like, air your grievances. If you want the Dome, I guess we'll let you do it. But
it doesn't do you any good.
No.
What did I say before about my New Year's resolution? Don't complain about the stuff you don't have any control over.
That is a point. But the Dome is kind of a polarizing figure in this whole situation. But call in. Let us know. What are your favorite memories as we wrap the show here? We've got a couple more to go through with you. I've got a couple in the holster, if you will. So we're gonna be able to fire those off soon. And before we do, though, we're gonna hit the phone lines. Fred in Lancaster, thanks for calling in.
What's up, Fred?
Yeah, I was trying to figure the survey they did on the season ticket holders. They went for a domeless stadium, or they didn't do a survey?
They did do a survey, Fred, or did they not?
I don't know. No, I'm being facetious here. They didn't do a survey. They didn't care about what the season ticket holders had to say about it. And there was a Pittsburgh game that should have been canceled, a playoff game.
Right.
Where people couldn't even get in you're paying for a seat, and you can't even get in your seat because there's snow there. And it isn't even a seat. It's a bleacher. You're sitting in a bleacher. I mean, how pathetic is that? If you're 65 or 70 years old, how can you expect to go to one of these games? You can't.
I mean, the owner is the head man. He gets what he wants.
Yeah, Fred, I mean, I understand what you're saying, especially as a season ticket holder. I mean, I can't relate season ticket-wise, but I can definitely see frustration in the fact that I guess there was no control over the fact of anything. But unfortunately, I mean,
there is control. they didn't bother to ask. They were going to do what they were going to do. And rather than put it in the north towns where you could get one third of the snow, they decided to put it right across the street. It was total stupidity.
Would you, Fred, have rather seen it up like in Niagara Falls or where?
Yes. If it was not going to be domed, yes, absolutely. Put it in Niagara Falls. If you're going to dome it, I couldn't care less where you put it. The best, smartest thing would have been in the city of Buffalo, but they don't. Obviously, no one cares about the city anymore. So
here, I'll keep you on for a second, Fred. I just have a question. So if
sure.
The city of Buffalo, and I don't, I'm not trying to get testy or like argue or anything like that. This is genuine conversation. Where like would you? I guess in the city of Buffalo, right? Like tailgating, everything like that. A parking garage, I guess, does in my mind, doesn't work the same way as these parking lots do. Like, where, I guess, where would you?
I would have put it right on the waterfront. I would have knocked out Bethlehem Steel. You could have probably got it very cheaply. You could have put hotels up. You could have hooked it right up to the city, right on the water. But for some reason, everyone thinks backwards in Buffalo. The politicians, the people.
Got that right.
And it's. Yeah,
got that right. I'm not. I don't disagree with you.
No, I mean,
I feel good complaining about it because It was wrong. It was a bad move. And if no one complains, we'll just keep making bad moves.
I got you, Fred. Well, thank you for the call. I hope you have a, you know, a happy new year and had a happy holiday. But
where was the survey?
I don't know. Listen, we might have to ask Pasquale about that at the next traffic update. Being a season ticket holder, if there was one, if there wasn't, it sounds like there wasn't from Fred. But appreciate the call again, Fred. It's an interesting way to look at it, right? Because I think I struggle with it. I understand why they put it across from the old stadium in Orchard Park. It's where it's been, right? It's 25 yards away from
the memories are there.
Right. Like it's tradition. But I also do see where Fred's like, you know, it's not necessarily in the city.
Right.
But it's like Bethlehem Steel, like that area, right? Like where there are a lot of buildings you could take advantage of, put some residential hotels and stuff around, right?
It's like Soldier Field in Chicago is not downtown.
Sure. That's why I'm okay with Orchard Park, because
Green Bay, I mean, you have a population
of... They built a town around it, small town.
Everybody's an owner.
Yes.
In Green Bay.
I think...
They're all different.
Yeah. I wish, I was honestly, when the Bills were doing the part ownership stuff, I was really hoping that they'd be like, you know what, 25% the fans can buy an ownership share of the team.
Did the Bills, you probably know this more than I do, when they were building that stadium, did they have like personalized bricks with your name on it that you can use to help build the stadium? They did that in Indianapolis.
So they didn't do that. I do know, though, they had people out there signing the stuff. I think
that might have
been the construction crew, though. I'm not entirely sure on who exactly did. But that's an interesting point from Fred, the survey. Again, not sure if...
Like, at least ask the fans, what do you guys want?
Yeah.
Majority rules.
But I do agree, I disagree. I think Orchard Park does make the most sense still. I would... Niagara Falls, I'm sorry... It's not...
Better off putting them in East Aurora.
It's not conducive to a good environment.
Or
right
Lockport
now, okay?
Or something. Like, you know what? Put them in Grand Island.
No.
Put the Bills in Grand Island. Put the...
Where's their room now? The
high school field?
Yeah, okay.
Build 60,000 sure. seats around
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's great. I don't know. It's
a couple GI boys here.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. But I think Orchard Park makes the most sense. We're going to go back to the phones now. Ed in Williamsville. Ed, what do you have for us?
Yeah, hey, good afternoon. I love the stadium talk. You know, I would have loved to see the stadium in downtown Buffalo. I was hoping, especially with the Pagulas owning both, you'd have hockey, you'd have football down there. But, you know, realizing kind of the atmosphere in Orchard Park and the tailgating and kind of everything that comes along with the Bills experience, I just feel that would be very difficult in downtown Buffalo, particularly with some of the crime and some of the kind of just shenanigans that go down there, that if you're having families and people come down to tailgate, you know, I know the Orchard Park police are on top of everything, and not to say one department is better than the other, but I think when you have, you know, you have robberies, you have shootings, you have unsolved, you know, significant crime, you know, that makes people a little bit uncomfortable, especially to spend the entire day from morning, you know, until evening after a Bills game. I know I would, especially with kids and everything else. I'd want to make sure there's a quality police presence and making sure the area around it is just safe. And, you know, so I'm disappointed it's not in the city of Buffalo, but there's a part of me that's also happy it is still in Orchard Park, because I know the Orchard Park police there do a hell of a job with everything going on to keep everything as safe as they can.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Ed, quick question before you go. Do you have a stadium memory that sticks with you the most at the old Highmark there?
Oh, wow. You know, it's really tough. I think for me, it's always going to be when, you know, the Kelly era, and, you know, as far as when they started turning things around, and, you know, you had times the goalposts came down and everything else too. But I'll tell you, even I can't remember if it was a home game or if it was a away game, but even some of the little memories of the Bills through the years, that game where I think the Bills, I think when Fitz was the quarterback, that they finally beat the Patriots by taking like a knee at almost the goal line just to run out the clock. I can't remember if that was a home game or away, but that was great.
Yeah, Ed, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And hope you have a happy new year and had a happy holiday. I'm with you there. I do think Orchard Park does make the most sense, and I love that Bills memory there. I want to say that's the game where they do finally beat the Patriots in 2011 we were talking
about. That's been a hot topic.
Yeah, that has been a hot topic. A lot of people really resonating with that game. And, I mean, that's something. It's something funny about that, right? Like, you and I, I don't think the hatred for the Patriots like a lot of older fans do, right? And older, like, could be 10 years older than us. I don't know. Sure. So I don't have that hatred because they just dominated our entire childhood, right? So
it wasn't really much of a rivalry.
No, it's like if you're a Dolphins fan now, where the Bills just stomp you pretty much every time.
How
you get a win here and there. It's not a rivalry. So that's kind of where I was at. I didn't hate Tom Brady. It was just more disgruntled that the Bills just couldn't beat them. But it was just like, I didn't expect them to, so I never really had any rooting interest in that. Like, it was just kind of like, oh, the Patriots coming to town, that's a loss.
Well, I was a different way. I mean, I was a big Peyton Manning guy growing up.
Right.
I could not stand Tom Brady for the life of me. Yeah. I still don't. I still can't stand him.
Totally different situation there. Yeah, that's the Mahomes, Josh Allen thing going on there.
And his plastic surgery and his avocado ice cream that he eats every day. What a joke.
Right, right. But yeah, Ed, thanks for the call again. I 100% agree. I think Orchard Park, keeping it where it is, the operation is understood, right? It's something that they've been dealing with before. It's 10,000 less seats, roughly, I want to say, too.
Yeah.
Maybe a little over, maybe a little under. I'm not 100% sure on the number there. But, you know, we're looking at any local news channel right now on television. What to expect for Sunday's farewell game. Everybody's going.
It's like a eulogy.
It is. It is. It's, in a sense, funeral / celebration of life.
Celebration
right?
of life, like, for this building.
Yeah. And it's really something to see a community start. Not that the Bills fans, Bills Mafia, as they call it, right? Not that they don't come together already, but this is something I think we're going to see that's unparalleled from what we've seen
it's
over the
be
past
loud.
Few years. So, it's going to be something exciting. And I'm glad we got a couple memories in there and calls.
Any bad memories anyone wants to bring up?
Yeah, I think there are more than anyone would like to count. I don't know if we want to do that necessarily, but I'll tell you one. Sitting up in the 300s for the wind game where the Patriots ran the ball 53 times.
The wind bowl.
The wind bowl was like negative 20 or something like that.
Mac Jones threw the ball
with the wind
three
chill.
Times.
Mac Jones, three times. And I wore a navy blue Bills jersey, so everyone thought I was a Patriots fan. So
was that the Toronto series jersey that you own?
Yes, because
great
it's the
one.
Largest one, so it can go over any jacket, anything like that, right?
Any
so,
big time puffer coat or
yes,
whatever.
Yes, exactly. So I set myself up for success, but just the wrong color jersey.
The Allen fumble at the goal line against Minnesota.
That one's bad. The catch from Justin Jefferson where Cam Lewis helped him. So there's a ton you can look at,
Ricky Williams,
with how miserable the Bills' history was for that 18-year drought.
I feel like Ricky Williams created a dominant presence in that building, too. There was a game in the snow in, like, 2003 where he ran for, like, 250 yards.
Very well could have.
In the orange Dolphin jerseys in the snow.
Yeah, very well could have. I'm not 100% thrilled about thinking about that.
Crazy stuff, though.
Yeah. I know it's tough. It's tough to think of. I don't want to. We're done. I'm not unearthing all the bad because there's plenty of bad.
And no dome talk either.
No.
The last 10 minutes.
No.
Please, no.
We're gonna go through the last of the memories here. Pasquale, one last thing before the forecast here. Are you planning on? Are you looking for your seats on the Bills website for the stadium? Are you going to be taking any home? Or
I thought about that. I just actually purged a bunch of like memorabilia and stuff that I didn't need, so I don't think I need to add like a couple seats. I was looking at the cooking deal that they're making out of the goalposts. I may purchase that, but I got to be smart now.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, thanks, Pasquale.
Thank you, gentlemen.
It.
Have a good night.
You
great
too.
Job.
You
Thank
as well.
You.
Thanks.
Man, I hate January. I was so, when it was 50 degrees the weekend before Christmas, I couldn't be happier.
It was nice.
Couldn't be happier.
It was great.
And we've had a pretty mild winter up until literally the holidays. I think that's when it really like kicked in, right? So
that's when this cold weather shot my car battery. Now I have to go out and spend
a couple hundred bucks
on a new battery. That's great.
Oh, man. That is not great.
Shout out the Escape, though. Great tank of a car.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Hey, don't have any problems with that. You know what? What could have been at the Bills' old stadium? We never had like an outdoor box lacrosse game. How many
do they
fans
do that? Isn't the box technically an enclosed though? Like,
yeah, but they did it in San Diego, I believe, a couple years ago.
Interesting.
Where the Chargers used to play, Qualcomm Stadium, whatever it was called.
Maybe
the
in the year that it's not being utilized, Trev, you could get that.
I'm just curious to see how many fans for the Bandits. They have the most rabid fans in the National Lacrosse League. How many would show up for an outdoor game played on an NHL-sized rink?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they easily sell out 19,070 every home game.
Right.
Will we be pushing 35, 40,000 for an outdoor game?
Could be interesting to
see. That'd be crazy.
You could get some floor seats, too, instead of actual seats. Just put it around the box. You know, that could be interesting. But we got a text in. We'll cap it off, the text board and the calls with this one, because this one's pretty positive. The AFC East is and always will be the powerhouse of the entire league. Right now, I mean, the Jets are kind of counteracting that point, unfortunately.
The Jets have been rebuilding since 1969.
Yeah, they were in the terminal state of the Sabres for a while there.
Mark
the Sabres
Sanchez
are looking up now, but
fumbles into his own players.
Yeah. The Dolphins
rear end
look to turn around. The Patriots, of course, already did, unfortunately, and the Bills are the Bills. So, listen, it's an exciting start to a new era. No pun intended for the old stadium name. Moving on from Rich Stadium, Ralph Wilson Stadium, New Era Field, Bills Stadium, Highmark Stadium, like, it's a place of many names, but one people, right?
One person. It's all one family.
Mm-hmm.
One family. And I will say this. All of the tribute videos I've been seeing for Highmark Stadium.
Yeah.
The Better Days song.
Oh, I knew you were going to go here before we wrapped up.
This is what we need to end the show on, okay? So, the Bills and the Sabres are a huge part of the Buffalo community. This is what brings us all together, right?
Sabres are recently jumping to the front of the line with the way they've been playing.
And so we love that, because mm-hmm. this is a hockey town too.
Yep.
But when you can use any song you want, Better Days will always be a part of the Buffalo Sabres, not the Bills.
Yep.
The Sabres from 06 and 07, Afinogenov, Drury, Briere, Roy, Vanek, Ryan Miller, that is the Better Days that we know and love.
Mm-hmm.
Choose any other song. You know what already made me mad, though?
Oh, I knew a tangent was coming at me.
Tyler Bass, when he hit that field goal in the snow, like you mentioned before.
Yeah.
When I see comparisons to Max Afinogenov diving at center ice, absolutely not.
No.
Get that garbage out of here. Max Afinogenov, he scored a goal. Max Afinogenov, in overtime, to go up 3-2 in the semifinals against the Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Bass kicks a gimme field goal in the snow to win the game in the regular season game. Those are two different things. We cannot be comparing the Superman dive from Max Afinogenov to Tyler Bass.
Yep.
A kicker that wears one eye black thing under his eye, which is kind of interesting to see, too.
You're absolutely right.
The Better Days is a Sabres song. Use any other song you want. The Better Days are the Buffalo Slug Sabres. Argue with a wall.
Yep. All right. That's Trevor Rush Hour Hour on the soapbox.
Boom.
To end your program here today. I'm Joe Calley. We've been filling in for the Tom Bowerly. Programming returns to somewhat normal next week, probably. I'm not 100% clued in on that, but I'd assume after the holidays, everything kind of, as Tom Puckett said, his evening news, not on tonight. We'll be back on Monday night. So if you're staying tuned for that, unfortunately not on tonight, but catch it on Monday. Again, for Trevor Hauer, for myself, Joe Calley, this has been a little bit of stadium talk, Bill's stadium talk, right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Happy New Year, everybody. I hope you had a happy holiday and stay safe out there as we're still, again, dealing with some winter warnings in some parts of Erie, Wyoming, Cattaraugus, and Chautauqua counties till 10 o'clock tonight. Have a great night, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.